Hello, everybody. Welcome back. And tonight we're going to be talking about Masters of Horror. Now, that's a series. Now, I was debating on whether or not to do a series, but since these are so about an hour-long episodes, I'll throw them in as movies. But besides, they're being done by directors that were famous. Toby Hooper, John Landis, John Carpenter, and, of course, one of my all-time favorite Italian horror directors, Dario Argento. So, let's start this off with a personal favorite of mine, which is Cigarette Burns. Now, Cigarette Burns stars Norman Reedus out of The Walking Dead, and he's this struggling movie theater owner who's had some rough past. His girlfriend slash wife killed herself, he dealt with some addiction issues, and now he owes her father a substantial amount of money, and he's pretty much in debt. He's been trying to, like, you know, get this to work because this was his and his wife's dream. They loved film. He's a big film buff as well. But he gets a call from this weird rich guy who wants him to find a certain film that has, like, so much controversy behind it that it, like, killed everybody on set. He even kept some of the props, and some of the props were living people, like a fallen angel, if you will. And the film's name was Le Film d'Absolute Demon, if I pronounced that right. I may have butchered it just a tad. But there's so much mystery wrapped around this film. He goes and he starts searching for it. He goes across seas into France to look for it. He finds out that there's so many people that are connected to it. One man, like, you see him after he came into contact with the film. You see that, like, his hands got fused together like they were burned. And the more he starts to dive into this film, the more it affects his mind. You start to see, like, cigarette burns, which were a bit of a film lesson. What they would do, they would set little, like, cigarette burns on the film themselves. That way, people would know that's where the edit was. When something was about to happen or a scene was changing, there was a cigarette, like, circle up at the top with, like, old celluloid film. So he begins to start seeing those and hallucinate more, and almost to the point where he's, like, losing track of time and himself. He starts to see his wife more. And after all that he's been through, he finally gets the film. He brings it back. He gets the money. He tries to find his fiancé's father and try to pay him off, but he's already closed down the shop. He's all frustrated. But then as soon as he goes back to figure out what's wrong, because he got a call from the rich man when he dropped the film off, he knows that they're screaming on the phone. Something's wrong. And when he goes back, and he's just seen by, like, the greeter, and he's already, like, cut himself, and he's, like, gouged out his eyes. The film has affected them now. It's driven them mad, almost. And my favorite, like, creepiest part of that film has to be when he's up in the booth with the collector, and he's, like, trying to talk to him, and it sounds like he's struggling, almost, like he's hurting or something. But then you find out that he's disemboweled himself, and he's put his intestines through, like, the celluloid film, and just letting it just starts, like, being ripped out of his stomach. Oh, it's just so gross. It's an interesting film because it reminds me a lot of his In the Mouth of Madness film, because it's John Carpenter, and he was really good about trying to, like, take the same concept but turn it towards a film and, like, show us the madness of the film. But they called it Cigarette Burns instead. So if you want an interesting series, do Masters of Horror. I'll be doing another one in the next episode, guys.